Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgero. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting second. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Badgero moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Badgero moves to third. Maynisch moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Badgero scores. Maynisch scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kress. The throw from Berg and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress throws to first for one, and Blue throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Sissel moves to third. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires takes first base on ball four. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Blea Holder covering, for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Badgerow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blea Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blea Holder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Badgerow is hit by the pitch. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Badgerow moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg strikes out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blea Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hoffman. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke juggles the ball. That's an error on O'Rourke. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaha Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaam is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaha Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaha Holder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaha Holder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires juggles the ball. That's an error on Shires. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Maynisch bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-2 in the game. Kamm hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Badgerow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Red Faber. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dan Dugan now pitching. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-3 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress bunts between the mound and first base. Dugan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. Schultz moves to second. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Schult trying to get to home. Reynolds throws the ball into Berg, who tags Schult, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sissel for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields the ball and throws to Blay, a holder covering. Safe. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shires moves to second. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Willie Kaum. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.